Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole end without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new set
store. Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realist podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we're going to be talking about mass adoption. What does that look like to me? Like, what does my brain see? I feel like every single day that goes by, it looks different. Like, that's just the truth. I see something, I'm just like, oh shit, okay, that's a different angle. Or just I hear something and I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So it's crazy because 2 months ago, what mass adoption looked like to me is going to be, it's just different, right? So literally every single day is different, right? So in 2 months, I'm going to be like, oh shit, like this is probably another different, unique angle that makes me look at mass adoption or just any of this shit altogether. It just makes me look at it different. It makes me just kind of see everything, right? Because, like, I always back out super macro. Like, honestly, just, like, what's even going on in the world? Because, I mean, that shit matters. So this is my next conclusion. Here we go. And I love that because, again, I can listen to these podcasts in fucking 10 years or whatever the fuck, right? 5 years, and just be like, oh shit, I was fucking either way off or I was on point. So anyway, if this is your first time listening, just want to give you a warm welcome. If you're not new here, welcome the fuck back. Alrighty, so mass adoption. So we got to talk about everything. Like, we have to talk about everything that goes on, like, because all these little tiny things matter, right? To the psyche, the psychology of it, right? So let's talk about the big C, right? COVID, right? This was definitely a driver last time, right? This was definitely, so back in like 2020, 2021, right? That was like the entire, like, I guess like the last quote bull run, I guess you could say. COVID had a lot to do with that, right? Everybody was indoors. Everybody was working from home, or basically jobs were just going more digital. They're on Zoom. Like, people aren't meeting in person, right? And this shit matters 1,000,000,000%, right? There is a literal direct correlation between that shit, like COVID and I guess NFTs and all this shit, right? Crypto and all this shit. And like, there's just a direct correlation, right? Because again, people are more digital, right? Spending more time on the devices, right? More immersive, I guess you could say. So I'm not saying there's going to be a COVID part two, right? But when we hear about all these different things, all these fucking variants, all this bullshit, like all this shit coming out, it's like, okay, like, just my thesis, like, again, could be completely wrong, but I think that there's going to be something similar coming up, right? And I hope not, right? I don't want that, but like, it's just what I see. It's just what I feel, what I think, what I've just been seeing, right? And of course we know, like, anytime you're tapped into the news, anytime you're watching the news, like, it's one of those double-edged swords, because it's like, okay, like, I want to know what's going on. I want to see what these fucking people are saying. To the same extent, I just know, as like, from like a human perspective, anytime you're watching the news, it's fucking negative. Like, it's never like fucking, oh, this guy saved a puppy, right? It's always fucking, this guy got killed, this guy got robbed, this city's fucking up in flames, this shit's in flames, like, fucking everyone's dying. It's like, so literally, I try to keep my attention just not on the news. Like, I just want to see what's happening. But again, every time I go that way, it's always super fucking negative. So that was something I learned a long time ago. Cut the fucking news out. Like, don't watch the news. Like, try not to. And it's insane because you will literally say, like, no, like, I don't want to watch this shit. Like, I'm done. I don't want this shit on my timeline. Like, I don't want to see the news or whatever the fuck's going on in the world, quote, right? And they're still going to shove that shit down your timeline. Like, no matter you like it or not, like, it'll find a way back to your timeline. So I don't know. It's one of those interesting things. But anyway, so when I think about that, I think about, okay, there could be something like that coming again, right? Something where everyone has to be working remote. It's just more, again, just more and more digital, right? So as we spend more time digital, that's just, it's just one of those interesting things. So also, one thing that I've really been thinking about, I want to kind of walk you through the loop of like how I see it. Of, I guess, like, mass adoption, right? So I always keep those things in mind, the COVID, just all that shit. I always keep that shit in mind because, again, that was one of the sparks of the last bull runs. So you know what I'm saying? It's kind of obvious that, like, that would be that's going to be where it's going next. Like, if something like that were to happen, or something even close to that, where people were getting scared and people didn't want to like go outside and blah, blah, whatever, right? It's going to be more and more digital, right? So this is just one thing. Again, I always keep it on the back of the dome, but also this is another thing. Imagine a game, right? Imagine a game. This is how I envision it. Just a super fun game that goes insane. Like, let's think about Fortnite, right? Like, so I always talk about Fortnite. Like, so Fortnite, the game, right? That went fucking insane. Like, that just went nuts. Every kid in the world was fucking playing Fortnite. That was just the shit, right? And so it's interesting because the 50 to 7-year-olds, right now, they were setting the trends back when they were, like, 10 to 15 to 20-year-old. Like, 10-year-old range to 20-year-old. They were setting the trends 100%. And then the OGs, right? The 90 to 100-year-olds, right? They were setting trends back in their days, right? So every generation is setting the trends, right? So these kids, right, they have Fortnite. They get just super excited about playing Fortnite. It became this entire fucking thing. It was like a revelation, right? So anyway, I'm bringing this up because I could easily see that where there's a game that goes fucking mega viral, but it's with the goggles, right? It's with the VR goggles. So you can imagine where it's like a game where everyone's like, oh yeah, yeah. We like basically every kid's gonna wanna have the new fucking VR or whatever, right? So they can play this game. This is the way my brain thinks about it. Like, I don't know, it's interesting, right? So everyone's playing this fucking game, right? It goes mega viral, and it could be a game, it could be an application that is just cool or whatever the fuck, right? But my brain goes to game immediately. Like, it just seems like the most obvious one, like, where there's just a game so fun, and that sounds crazy, but, like, yeah, there's just a game that's just so fun that people are willing to buy the VR just to fucking play with their friends or just do whatever, or their family or whatever it may be. So I think about that. Then I think about, as people are getting into VR, right, because if we look at the, like, a chart of VR and just, I guess, a digital chart, right? It's going only up. Like, that's just what it fucking is. It's just going up. The usage is just going up. That's just what it is. So the VR, people are going to be playing this game, right? And I'm talking about it, like, specifically, but this is just, again, they're going to be more interested in, okay, this is a fun game. What else, right? And so then that shit leads to, hey, look, we're playing this fun game. And then one of their friends is like, hey, come check out my space, right? Come check out one of the spaces I have. And that could be like his house, right? And like the metaverse or whatever. So this is just one of the things I always think about. They're going to be playing their games, right? And this is right here. You ready? They're going to want to own their fucking shit in their game, right? Like, if they're playing this fucking shooting game, right, and they have like a cool skin on the gun or whatever, they're gonna want to have that. They're gonna want to be able to own that asset. And also, I keep everything in mind when I talk about this shit. Sony, you know, Sony, right? PlayStation, they just filed, not just, but they filed patents for NFTs, in-game assets, like all this shit. All these companies, right? All these Microsoft getting into all this shit. Like, it's such a no-brainer that it's just where it's fucking going. These kids are going to be able to own their shit, right? Own their assets and move it across other games, bring it to their spaces, whatever. Like, they're hosting a space, right? And then that's where brands come in, speaking of spaces. But anyway, so we'll just keep it there. These little fucking 12-year-olds, right? I'm just going to, right? Or 15-year-olds, whatever the fuck. They have their little friends, right? They're just like, oh yeah, cool. Like, come to my house and check out my mansion in fucking VR or whatever the fuck. They're just looking at each other's shit, right? And then, again, they're going to want to own their shit. They're going to have their shit maybe collect, like, maybe they're collecting it. Like, maybe it's like they hang up their fucking cool skin on the wall or some shit, right? Or they have a vault of all their NFTs, right? And so that's exactly where my brain goes. Like, it's just too obvious at that point. And that's where people are going to start exploring and being like, oh shit, like, that's just where it comes into, right? And then they're just buying shit for their house, and they want to flex to their, like, you know what I'm saying? Bring their friends over to their fucking virtual space that they've created, and it's just like cool or whatever. Now let's think about other use cases, right? So that's just one that I could easily see that I always think about, like, yeah, like that's just obvious right there. Kids are going to be interested in like a game that comes out that's mega viral, right? Then their other friends are gonna be like, oh, like, come, let's just explore more of this VR shit, more of this headset shit, right? Let's see what's going on, like, in other spaces or whatever the fuck, right? And so I also think about a use case which I've talked about before. But again, a realtor in fucking California showing a home to someone here in Austin, right? You can walk with, in VR, you can walk with the realtor and you could literally have a diagram set up of like the exact house that you want to see. So if someone's in California trying to purchase a house in Austin, because we know everyone from California is moving to Austin, you're going to want to see that house, right? So without coming to Austin, you can come to Austin, right? Obviously, like it's like whatever, you can come and check out the house and sure, whatever. But some people will actually make purchases based off of just looking at pictures, believe it or not, right? So when there's that more immersive experience where you can walk around your future home, you can look at the cabinets, you can look at everything, you can see the layout of the front yard, you can see the layout of the kitchen, the bedrooms, like everything, that is way different. You will definitely get, I guess, more sold on something like that, something that's way more detailed and where you can actually check it out and it looks like you're actually fucking there, right? This is one thing to also keep on the back of the dome. Every single day, there is people, smart-ass people, trying to make VR more realistic, right? Super realistic. Super, super realistic. So all these different things, like, are just, they all fucking come into play 100%. But I just love that example. And, like, you can also think about one other one that I was thinking about was, like, therapy, right? We have... Right now, people will have a therapist fucking... I'm here in Austin. I could literally have a therapist that's in fucking South Dakota or some shit, right? In fucking Las Vegas, right? I could have a therapist. I just hop on a fucking FaceTime, Zoom, whatever the fuck, right? One more thing. One more quick point. FaceTime, Zoom, all this shit is just a shitty version of VR in the metaverse. That's what it is. Every single time that you are on FaceTime, every single time you're on FaceTime with your family, your friends, whatever the fuck... You were already in the metaverse. That's the metaverse. That's what it is. It's just a little shitty one on your phone, though, right? But VR, way more immersive, way more detailed, way more realistic when it gets there also. Because, again, we got to think about it like on a scale. All these things are going up. Like, the graphics are only going up. Like, they're only getting better, right? And they're only going to continue to get better. So that's one of those other things. Like if we think about fucking Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse, like, dude, that shit looked like... Well, there was different ones, right? But, like, the one that I'm picturing in my brain was, like, it just looks so fucking bad and pixelated and, like, no, it looks like, bro, like, we're not fucking Wii characters. Like, people are not gonna, like, be Wii characters. Like, they just don't want, like, some fucking, like, just some bad... You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just not good graphics, like, not good... Anyway, that shit will improve 100%. So, that's also something to think about. Someone is gonna be way more inclined to... interact with the VR and all this shit if it's way more realistic. Like, of course, that's just obvious. Like, so you can imagine going back to the therapist point, because this is just, again, where my brain goes, and like, this is where I see it. Like, it's just obvious to me. You can have a therapist, right? But imagine a therapist in VR, right? Imagine you go to your therapist in VR and they fucking have, like, therapists will have their own spaces, right? So you walk in, it'll be the same type shit, right? You walk in and fucking maybe you take a seat or whatever the fuck, right? But imagine that therapist, what they could do to their space, right? Because, again, they're going to want it to be relaxing, calm, like just like a therapist's office, right? Like, it's the lights maybe dim a little bit. But, again, every therapist can create their own space and shit. You never know, right? One could be overlooking a fucking city. You know what I'm saying? Or one could just be a cool, calm, kind of red, slow ambiance music in the back, kind of a little piano playing, little, right? Like, these are all just different little things, right? So this therapist one is like a calm, chill, just kind of, you know, a little piano, little fucking violin playing in the background while you're getting your therapy or whatever the fuck, right? The next guy might be a little bit different. Maybe he's up in a fucking skyscraper overlooking a city and you're doing therapy. You're just talking. There's windows around. There's just so many different things. Like, so therapists can get creative with their space and how they want to, I guess, make the person feel comfortable or whatever the fuck when they're giving them the therapy. So... this is just something that I also just think about. Again, it's just mega obvious. It's just mega obvious. Like, I could just see it 1,000,000,000%. And then brands are obviously going to see that more people are in the metaverse, right? And then they're going to be able to create their own spaces, right? And or their own experiences. That's the also, like, crazy part. Brands are definitely going to want to create the most just insane experiences, right? Like, I don't even know. That my brain goes so many places when I think about brands coming in and just coming into VR and just doing all this shit. But I mean, anyway, so this is the way that I see it. it's super clear that everyone's going to be, are these kids or just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just one of those mass adoption things. Like, they're going to be like, oh shit, yeah, I can own my game. And then that's where it's like crazy, because at that point, you don't necessarily even have to explain NFTs to them. You don't even have to fucking bring up the word, right? It's, that's just what it is. Like, that's just what an NFT is, right? Like, it's just that. They can, again, they own their fucking asset and they can take it wherever they want to take it, right? They can hang up their digital assets in their house, right? In their little living space or whatever. So when their friends come over, they're trying to impress your girl on a date or whatever the fuck, right? And I know that sounds insane. That sounds like so like, wait, what? Like, but like, that is what it's going to be. Like, we've already seen it. Like, so anyway, as this shit, again, gets way more realistic, that's another thing that I also think about. So I'm going to talk about AI and ChatGPT like on a future episode. Maybe actually it might be the next one. But because there's a lot going on there, of course. I mean, as you know, like there's just so much shit. So, and AI is just fucking insane. But anyway, you can also imagine, like, because again, for me, there's this ChatGPT, or no, it wasn't ChatGPT. It's called like headshotpro.com, I believe. So you go in there, you upload 20 pictures, right? And it gives you your headshots. So me, like, just super curious, like, I'm just like, me and my girlfriend did it. It was super cool. Like, that was one of those things. Like, so anyway, stuff like that. Like, if there's a mega app that, like literally recently, there was that one where everybody was doing it. Like, you could fucking, you upload pictures and then it makes you look like badass. Like, you look like fucking, like, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different shit. Like, so it's like little things like that, that once everybody, like, does their AI or fucking experiments or whatever, and then they put it as their profile picture, the next person's gonna be like, oh shit, what is that? I wanna check it out, or I wanna see how I look in with AI or whatever the fuck, right? So one thing I learned, and this is super obvious, but it's like, no, like it matters, right? The input, right, obviously has to be on point. So for me, I had 20 pictures and I wanted to get some headshots, which they actually looked really fucking good. But my point here is that I gave 20 pictures. These pictures were not fucking good at all. I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking. Like, these pictures were bad. Like, these pictures were just not, they weren't the best headshots of me. And like, it just, the input on my side was not fucking that good. So, but it's crazy because the output was actually pretty fucking good, pretty on point. I was just like, oh shit. Like, I can't even imagine if I actually put good pictures, like clear, clean headshots, like it would be way better. Like, everything would just be different. And so even at that, like, they looked super fucking realistic. It's crazy. It's fucking insane. Cause like some of these AI portraits, they look like so fucking realistic. Like, I was showing my girlfriend, I was like, yeah, that's not a real human. She was like, what? And I'm just like, yeah, that, like, I'm showing her these AI photos. I'm like, yeah, that's not a real human. Like, that just, it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it looks that fucking realistic. And so my brain only goes to, I can't even imagine the, like, the advancements. Like, it's going to only look way more fucking realistic. So anyway, that shit was insane. Headshotpro.com, like, that was just insane. Like, I was just fucking around with it. And that's just one of them. They have so, so many more. Like, you could just go explore, just fucking check out some shit. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever the fuck, right? But anyway, this is just some things that I've been thinking about a lot. Like, that example of the gaming with the, just, again, bringing your buddies to play this fucking game, then, again, they explore spaces, they get more interested in it. That's, to me, exactly how it works. So that's basically all I got for today. I think when I think about mass adoption, there's too many different ways like that it could happen, I guess, right? But right now, I just don't think, I think that it's also going to happen when the word NFT, because again, I really 100%, this is just, again, I've said this like fucking billion episodes ago, like that word again, NFT, is not going to be, it's such a, again, people don't like that word. Like, it kind of groups people into like crypto and da da da, right? And so there's different ways that you can, I guess, interact without mentioning NFT and crypto, whatever the fuck, right? But people are just going to want to explore with it without it knowing that it's an NFT or crypto. I don't even know if that's making any sense, but like, that's just, like, it's like you got to just kind of guide them in there and like let them experience it first before they can just automatically think, oh, NFTs and crypto, I'm staying away, right? It's because like, no, hey, you could actually experience something super fucking sick here that you know what I'm saying? It, again, could make you more efficient at work, right? It could just be fun, right? Just be super fucking fun. Any of this shit, right? So I think, again, it's all interesting shit. The world is moving more and more digital. That's just what it is. And again, this shit is getting more and more clear to me every day. So that's basically it. Again, as always, I want to hear what you think about this shit. Like, I'm so curious. Like, I just want to know what you hear, like, what you think, what you've been seeing. Again, I'm always like, I've talked about it. I'm super fucking consumer focused. Like, that's all I give a fuck about is the consumer. Like, I just care, again, why Jim down the street says fuck this shit, or why Jim is embracing this shit. Like, and again, it's always fascinating. Like, it's so fascinating because, again, you never know. Fucking Phil down the street, he's shitting on crypto and NFTs, right? And he's a 6-year-old. He's like, oh, I don't get that shit. We don't do that, right? But the next fucking 56-year-old is like, oh shit, this shit is actually, it's actually pretty cool. These fucking youngsters are making advancements. They're fucking, it's just different. It's just different. It's always going to be different. Like, and so it's crazy because, again, like 60-year-olds right now, at when they were 10 to 20 years old, they were doing shit that 50-year-olds were not approving of. It's just what it is, right? So, like, again, if you're a 40-year-old right now, you were doing shit in your 20s, right? That, again, 60, 70-year-olds were like, what the fuck? No, we're not with this shit. We're not doing that shit, right? And it's not, like, it's just the way the world works. It's just the way it is, right? And I know when I'm 70 years old, I'm going to be looking at the 20-year-olds maybe just like, but it's a little bit different because, again, me, I'm super open-minded. Like, I'm super, like, I just like to be on top of the new tech trends and all this shit. Like, what's going on? Just consumer-based shit. So it's a little bit different. I'm not going to say, well, I'm a special type of 70-year-old. But I'm just going to say, like, I think I'll always be, like, open-minded. And I'll always be interested. Like, again, when some fucking 20-year-old comes up to me and says, hey, check this shit out, I'll check it out and be like, oh, blah, 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 or whatever the fuck. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one just to shit on it. And I know, again, people listen to this, they're not the type of people to shit on it either, right? They have open minds. You're interested in the future. You're interested in what's going on, tech trends. How can I implement this for, again, my business or whatever the fuck I want to do, or just whatever, whatever, right? So anyway, that shit is just, it's all interesting to me. But as always, again, I always keep my ear to the streets. I'm always like trying to, what's going on? Like, right, just be super in the mix with everything. So anyway, let me know what you see, what you hear, what you fucking think. Where do you think it's going? Like, is it, am I way off? Like, or am I on point? Like, what do you think? Like, I want to hear, like, everything. Again, all feedback is good feedback to me. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up this episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes. You can also go ahead and shoot me an email. We can go ahead and set up a FaceTime call, a Zoom call, whatever the fuck you want to do. Again, I want to meet everybody. Like, again, I hope I can shake your hand here in the future and we can just sit down, fucking have a coffee, fucking chat about whatever the fuck. So anyway, let me know everything. Today has been a beautiful fucking day out here in Austin, Texas. It's a little bit fucking, it's a little bit, what do you call it? We're like, it's sticky outside. Not sticky. It's like, oh fuck, I can't think of the word. It's a little moist out here today, you could say, but the sun's shining, everything's beautiful. I went to go get a fucking Starbucks, right? A little fancy little Starbucks coffee. A little fancy little $8 coffee, you know. But anyway, so anyway, that's the end of today's episode. Again, I hope you're enjoying your week. As always, reach out to me. I really want to hear what you got to say from all around the world. I will see you on the next one. Peace. Baby, lately I've been going crazy, I've been going crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy. I've been getting paper, made a whole and without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major.